Jaguarundi facts. While jaguarundis are not native to the southeastern United States, it is believed that a feral population exists in Florida, established from an introduced population of escaped pets in the 1940s. They were reported to be quite easy to tame by early Central American natives and were used to control rodent populations around villages. Today, it is not recommended to keep these or any other wild animal as pets. Jaguarundis are one of the only felines to not have contrasting colors on the backs of their ears. Jaguarundi's size and appearance. This cat is unique in its appearance among the felids, in that it more closely resembles a weasel. They have slender, elongated bodies, short legs, a small, flattened head, long, otter-like tail, and a sleek, unmarked coat. Adults can weigh as little as 6 pounds or as much as 20. They stand 10 to 14 inches at the shoulder and reach a length of 35 to 55 inches. Coats occur in three main color variations: black, brownish-gray, or red. Any or all colors can occur in a single litter, but generally, the darker colors are usually found in the rainforest, while the paler color is found in the drier environments. The red color was once considered a separate species. Habitat. The jaguarundi is a cat of the lowlands, not generally found above 6,500 feet. Jaguarundis occupy a wide range of both open and closed habitats, from dry scrub, swamp, and savanna woodland to primary forest. The factor used to determine habitat's suitability is access to dense ground vegetation. Of all of the New World felines, jaguarundis are the most adaptable in its ability to occupy diverse environments. Its distribution is northern Mexico, Central and South America, Texas, and possibly Florida. Reproduction and offspring. After a gestation of approximately 70 to 75 days, females produce a litter of 1 to 4 kittens. Like cougars and lions, newborns are spotted and the spots soon disappear. They begin to take solid foods around the age of 6 weeks and attain sexual maturity between 24 and 36 months. In captivity, jaguarundis have lived up to 15 years. Their social system and communication. Jaguarundis are known to be solitary or travel and forage in pairs. They have a wide variety of vocalizations, with 13 distinct calls having been documented. Their hunting and diet. Their primary diet is quite varied and is comprised of small rodents, rabbits, armadillos, opossums, quail, wild turkey, reptiles, frogs, fish, and domestic poultry. They have also been recorded eating fish stranded in puddles. Principal threats. Generally not exploited for trade, they are still caught by traps that were intended for commercially valuable species. They are notorious for raiding domestic poultry and have become nuisance animals and threatened by farmers because of it. The biggest threat is habitat destruction and human encroachment. The field tag recommendation states that jaguarundis are uncommon in zoos, and the founder size of most zoo-held populations is only 2 individuals. Unless a significant number of founders are obtained from range countries, the captive population is probably not viable. Therefore, the tag recommends this species for phase out in North America. At the annual AZA conference in September of 1999, 4 species were recommended by the field tag to be downgraded to a phase out population. For the jaguarundi, tigrina, and Jeffrey cat, these recommendations were made because of limited space available. The limited number of founders in these populations and limited potential for acquiring additional founders. Information was reprinted with permission from the IUCN Wildcats book.